The name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. There is one place in the Gospel where Christ says, be attentive to the word that comes to you. But do we really follow that? Today we heard the reading of the parable of the sower and the seed. And how many times have you heard this story? We are so used to listening to it that we feel we do not even need to pay attention to it. Yet the real test of understanding is if we live by its message. Let's look at today's parable. There are people with big hearts, which are already overburdened and suffered and co-suffering by sorrow and pain. The normal heart understands the terrible loneliness of a man who does not have God in his life. When a seed falls in such a heart, it is received as on good soil. It goes deep, releases roots, grows and bears fruit. But how few fruits in many of us has that seed brought? How many times, dear brothers and sisters, did we listen to God's word and were deeply touched by it? But soon after leaving the church, a stream of different thoughts overtakes us. From one single grain of seed, which could have grown and brought fruit, nothing is left due to our lack of response to it and our vain talk. Sometimes the seed ends up falling into broken stones which we carry within ourselves and call it our heart, our conscience. The seed started growing but could not continue because the roots could not thrive in a stony and cold heart. And so the seed dies. Actually, we all have deep hearts, but we allow them to become stony and cold. This happens through our own negligence, but also life or people inflict on us suffering which causes a hardening of our hearts. So it's necessary for us all to work on the softening of our hearts so that we can enable the seed to fall on good soil. Let's think again about Christ's words, be attentive. You know, is our attentiveness to our benefit or to our detriment? Is it for our eternal life? The Holy Fathers teach us that responsibility and our ability to comprehend the gospel with our heart helps us to understand the spiritual life. During the coming week, let's think about who we are in this parable. Where does the seed fall in our case? Where does the word of Christ fall? In thorns which will choke it, on stone which will wither it, or on the wayside to be eaten by birds? Or does it fall into a good heart, on good ground? Let's think about all these things when we leave the church and during the coming week. Then maybe we will have answers to help us grow in our faith. Amen.